95.5 KLOS, the California Rock Station. Can I help you? Yes?
Yes, I'm just taking over. Sorry.
Marcy has been here since midnight. And I'm not sure why nobody wants to work with me either, but...
I mean, I'm here.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
I'm moving in.
It's the Kevin and Sluggo Show. We do have the high-low game for $1,000. We're starting again because you got a winner.
We were supposed to do it 1 o'clock hour. Ended up doing it 2 o'clock hour. We had John 5 in studio, but gotcha. We got a winner. So, yeah, back at 1,000.
Back at 1,000. So that's coming up. We're going to have ghost stories on the show today. An Instagram model that did a photo shoot in front of her dead father's casket.
Oh, yeah, that's classy.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. We have some Kings tickets to give away with Hockey or Vodka, and Jimmy Kimmel will join us in the 5 o'clock hour.
Excellent.
Have you ever gone on a game show?
No.
Because?
I don't know. If I were going to do one, it would be Price is Right or something like that. But I just never did.
I don't because I don't know stuff. And I don't want it to be pointed out that I don't know stuff.
No Jeopardy in your future?
No. I'll try Jeopardy for 2 questions and then go, I'm out. What am I doing?
I know.
Watch something entertaining. But there's a show in England called The Tipping Point.
Okay.
On Sky TV. And it's sort of like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And 2 of the contestants got the question so incredibly wrong. Play the clip of that, if you would. With the question and then the answers.
In his epic poems, Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods and which other substance as their food.
I know we like donuts. I think I'll go with donuts, please, Ben.
Okay.
They're talking about Homer Simpson.
Could have passed this one over to Lindsay. Lindsay?
I would have said donuts as well.
You'd have got
beer and donuts, yeah. Right, Homer's well. Free.
Both of them said Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Donuts.
And then he repeats the question. Is it still going?
No, I don't know what's happening.
Oh.
It stopped. Should we take bets on how long it's going to take me to blow up the studio?
No. I mean, yeah, if that's a thing that's going to happen, of course we should. Not working?
Not working.
He comes back and says, I'm going to read the question again. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm going to read the question again. It's the poet Homer. And they both went, oh. And the guy said, I was thinking of Homer Simpson. And then the woman said, I was also thinking of Homer Simpson.
That's our society today.
That is the reason why I don't go on TV shows and do games. Because that would be me, and I would be mocked round endlessly, and correctly so. So, no, that's a no for me.
Okay.
But both of the contestants thought that.
Right. It's scary, isn't it?
Yes. It gives me hope. No for me.
See?
Right.
You can't do worse than that.
I'm not sure I'd go that far. All right. The high low game is in about a half hour on 95.5 KLOS. This is chaos. I love it.
Yes, it is.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo Show. Sluggo's out today, so Marcy is here.
Well, hi there.
Marcy's been here since this morning.
I have. After I had to deal with a flat tire this morning.
I finally made it in. It's on the rim.
Yeah, triple duty today. Yeah, I was on the rims and I don't get along.
Good times. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Stu went to the doctor and just got here.
Yeah, speaking of rims.
Which mic are you on?
This one.
I mean, I think it's 3.
This one.
Keep trying.
There you go.
We found you.
I don't like that test noise.
You don't like that?
Well, it's better for you, but it's not as good for me. All right.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh, sorry about that.
Jesus.
Are we ready? Are we good? This is quality radio.
All right.
Yeah.
We're listen, good. I want to make fun of Facebook for a second.
Okay.
Facebook that changed their name.
Meta?
It's not my headphones.
That's
yeah, I mean
mine.
Meta.
I do mean Meta.
That guy is going.
You know how companies like this like to be hip?
Oh yeah.
Companies like Facebook like to roll stuff out. Yeah.
Ooh, how neat! Yeah.
Look how fortunate you are to work here.
Oh man.
So they have a PSA that they put out, and it leaked. And this is for their benefits program. So it's basically...
Like an enhanced form.
How's that working out? It's basically like explaining to you how to get your benefits for the year.
Oh, this is like for an internal thing
yes.
if you work at Facebook.
But it leaked. And it's like a singing rapping group.
Oh, my God.
Anything offensive in this?
No.
Well, okay. It's all offensive, isn't it?
No, but it's bad offensive.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just play it and see how much we can take of it. This is their video that they send to their employees to sign up for their...
It's just a glimpse into what it might be like if you worked at Facebook.
Correct.
All
I'm already out.
I hate them. Pandering.
This time we're gonna choose your benefits. It happens once a year.
Yeah.
We call it open enrollment. And now you know the time is here. It runs from October 25 till the 12th of November. There are some things you need to do, and we'll help you remember. Tell me what's gonna change.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Switching it up now.
Whole different group now.
Yeah.
It's a full musical.
Well,
yes.
There's a new pen we're adding, got a high deductible. But before you send it packing, know it comes with something cool.
F you.
Can save and invest your way.
This is so condescending.
Tell me what's going to change.
Tell me what's going to change.
Benefits are getting better for your body and your mind.
God.
Get some glasses or some braces.
And call the falsetto was pretty cool, though.
Does this come with a diaper?
I'm sorry.
The falsetto was pretty cool.
So that's what's going to change.
No.
Can you push pause?
Yeah.
Right there.
And jump into the metaverse.
It is 5 minutes long.
Oh my God.
So
you have to wonder, like, don't you want your people just to get back to work? Like, here's the info, and now
that's my thing is like, figure it out on your own time. Here's a pamphlet.
Yeah.
To help
it
you.
Doesn't need
Do
to
you
be
have a to eat while you're on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently so.
Just so that's rule one that they teach you is don't eat while you're on the air.
Well, rule two is break the rules. Sorry, I will.
I'm just saying it can be complicated. It doesn't
Certainly.
Need to be a musical.
I agree 100%.
Right? Are you
it's
liking
cheery.
This?
It's,
Marcy, you
it's cheery.
Like it.
It lifts your spirits.
Does it?
Maybe.
Does it lift your spirits?
Yeah. No.
Does it? No.
Does
no.
it me?
No.
It drives me
no.
nuts.
I mean, I like that you're trying to find
a
positive in it.
Right?
Because, yeah, we
Glass
should have
full.
Point counterpoint, but I hate that.
Same.
Oh.
So we're not going to continue
it.
On?
Well, let's continue a little.
Oh.
You
can save and invest your way all tax fee with a nature save.
Tell me what's going to change.
Tell me what's going to change.
Benefits are getting better for your body and your mind.
Oh, we've got
Get
some rap going
some
on.
Braces.
And Colera.
Is that rap?
I don't know.
For your family progeny.
You classify it as rap.
So that's what's going to change. 1983 rap. Yeah.
I don't, I'm so out at that point. I'm looking for any other resource.
It's interesting to see a company as giant as Facebook just self-immolate in the way that they have been.
Well, I mean, this hasn't... What are you doing, Marcy? Marcy's tied up with a chair and her headphones.
Oh,
I don't know
wow.
what's happening.
I am completely painless.
I don't
Excuse
know what's
me.
Happening.
I'm going to disappear for just a second.
But they do consider themselves like hip. This is the place to work. Watch us.
I mean,
tell
it
me
might
what's
be
gonna change.
Other
no.
than that.
Oh, F you.
That was good.
No, F you. But I mean, listen, I believe... Forget about that for a second. If
right.
we worked at Facebook, for one thing, we'd have a gym, we'd have showers, we'd have a chef.
Yes, but you'd have to watch that for your benefits.
Well, you know,
well,
that's
would you?
In the large
It'd be worth, it would
what
be worth
on
it,
earth yeah? are you doing?
I'm videotaping. because she's a disaster
Kevin's
right
this second. Oh, I thought you were taking a selfie.
No, I'm not taking a selfie. I'm
okay,
not.
I got it figured out. I spent probably 90% of my life untangling cords.
Cords, yes. I know that feeling.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, hit it for a few more seconds.
No.
There's a few more.
I don't know if it's going
show.
To work. It's not.
Give it a try.
All right, let's try.
Give it a try.
She didn't know how this works either.
Look.
It's not working.
I
you know what? It's just as good.
That's
it's
a feature.
Just as good that it's not working.
This is better.
It's a baked-in feature here
let's
at Morello.
Let's play a song instead.
Great. Play something that doesn't suck.
Let's play Beast of Burden.
All right. There
you go.
So much better than hearing them sing about their benefits.
You're listening to this suck? This doesn't suck.
Zuck. Suck.
Zuck. Yeah.
He's got food in his mouth.
Nice work. 95.5 KLOS. That's not my mic.
Is it?
Nope.
I thought it was playing.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. You're up.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo show. Sluggo is out. Marcy was here. Stu is here.
Finally. Yeah.
Stu does not know exactly what he's doing,
I
so this
know.
Is going to be fun.
Yeah, at all. You know, you guys usually fly by the seat of your pants.
We do.
Yeah, buckle up, dude.
All right, KLOS high-low game right now.
Yeah.
Be caller 13 at 818-955 KLOS. It's powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's worth $1,000. It's a new number.
Yeah.
So if you guess it correctly, you also get a $500 gift card.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's almost better. Well, what at some point it'll get better than what we're giving away right now. But you know what I mean? It's like
no.
$1,500.
Yes.
Roughly, right?
Right.
It's $1,500 to start.
Yes.
If
agreed.
You don't get it, then
It goes to $1,100,
and then we start.
Yes,
yeah,
I see what you're saying.
So it's,
but you're making it complicated, and I don't feel like that's neat warranted. Plus, you get Volbeat and Ghost tickets at Honda Center March 3rd. You can buy those tickets at Ticketmaster.com, or you can win them by being caller 13 818-955 KLOS. Call now. Good luck. 95.5 KLOS at the California's Hello. Rock Station. Hello?
Hello.
Hi there.
Who's this?
Hi-Lo.
Yes, Hi-Lo.
Yes,
that's your name?
I'm ready to play.
What's
your lucky call?
Yes, but what is your name? Let's start with that.
Robert.
All right.
You're caller 13, Robert. So you automatically got Volbeat and Ghost at Honda Center March 3rd, but you're also going to play the KLOS high-low game where you pick a number between 0 and 95. This is a new number, so no one has picked yet.
Yeah.
A lot to choose from.
Yeah. No pressure.
If you had to pick a number between 0 and 95, what would it be?
What's your lucky number, dude?
Today my lucky number is 37.
There it is. 37.
That's how old my wife was when my youngest.
Okay, that's nice.
I didn't hear that except for wife.
How old his wife was when she put something.
Okay. That's too low. You're low. I'm sorry, that's too low. But you got the Volbeat and Ghost tickets. Congratulations for that.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Hold on, okay?
Hang on, Robert.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's the Kevin and Sluggo show. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
Yeah, what an honor.
Stu, you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
I'm sorry you wanted a more definitive answer.
No,
than,
I mean,
than a lot
I think
of, so.
Listen, I think so is about as good as sure as you should be, probably.
I am not. I think that ghosts, if they're real, they reveal themselves to certain people that are maybe more sensitive, and maybe that's just, you know, the fact of the revelation. But I
so
am,
meaning if I don't believe, then I won't see it because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I want to believe, but yeah. No ghost has chosen me yet to reveal himself or herself to.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. But, I mean, you. I feel like you'd have to be stupid to say it's not possible.
Yeah.
Which was my stance for a long time.
Oh, really?
Now I'm just doubtful.
Yeah, because you're like me in that no ghost has...
Correct.
You know, you've got, yeah.
Correct.
I had a few years ago, we stayed in an old hotel back in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it known for ghosts?
Yeah, it was. But
love
I was like, whatever. And, you know, we partied and stayed there a few days hanging out with some friends. And when it was time to leave, could not find my keys. And there was some weird stuff that happened with the bathwater, too, but I don't remember what that was.
Couldn't find your keys.
So I couldn't find my keys at all to leave.
Right.
Which is a very common thing that happens in my life.
Same.
And I checked and checked and checked and checked every place. We were starting to panic because we were going to miss our flight. And they finally showed up in a bag that I checked like 4, 5, 10 times. They weren't there.
Were you high?
Maybe hungover. And possibly high.
Were you drunk?
Probably.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with most ghost stories. To me is either you're asleep and you can explain it away with a dream, or you're high or drunk.
Well,
so
why does that have to be a, you know, preclusive of a ghost? I mean,
I just feel like there are a lot of people who think they see ghosts but don't.
I see what you mean.
I'm a skeptic. However, there are people who call in with stories that you go, okay, wow.
Yeah,
we're talking
about
not
like
possible.
Vases that like lift up and then smash across the room for no reason. That's hard to
yes,
pass.
Or people will have they'll be visited by a spirit of somebody, and then they'll find out later that that person's dead.
Yeah, that's,
you know, that kind of stuff is like freaky to me because, of course, that could be.
Yeah.
But don't call with lame ones. If you were drunk or high, don't call with those. Because
really?
We could...
Well, all right. Hey, man.
Do you believe a drunk?
I...
Listen, I don't believe me when I'm drunk or high. So I'm just saying, if I'm not a reliable source, then probably neither are you.
But it might be an entertaining story.
Correct. All right, 818-955-KLOS. If you have had a ghost story, because it is Halloween time, so it's time for ghost stories, 818-955-KLOS. A real solid ghost sighting.
Wow.
No BS.
So this is not like, you know, who stole my golden arm?
This is not like I checked that bag for my keys and they weren't there. Not like that.
Yeah, that's not that terrifying.
We don't need that.
Sorry.
It's the Kevin and Sluggo show. Stu is in here with me right now. We're talking about ghost stories and we want them to be real.
Yeah.
If that's cool.
They don't have to be good. They have to be real?
Right, correct. I mean, they can't be explained away easily. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, you were sleeping, and, oh, you thought you saw some... don't need that kind of stuff. But you have that, sir?
Yo, I have a possession story.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was sleeping at my friend's house in my younger years. His brother wakes up, looks at me straight in the eyes, says, Yakumi, Yakumi. All right. So the next morning, I asked my friend, "What's up with your brother?" He says, "Oh yeah, he does that because he used to be possessed." And I didn't believe him. So I asked his mother. The mother said, "Oh yeah, he was possessed. When they bought the house, there was dirt on the floor, and it was from the graveyard. And he stepped on it and got possessed."
Whoa.
Now, there's evidence to that. She told me to go down to the basement, and there was...
Never go down to the basement.
Right? Have you ever seen a movie? Don't go to the basement.
Yeah, what are you doing? Go on.
There was pentagrams painted on the wall. 666, devils, goats. It was just scary. It was scary.
Wow.
But it was true.
But I just want to clarify. He got possessed by a demon that came through the dirt on the floor?
The dirt was from a grave site.
Right. Right, I understood that, yeah. But it's still dirt.
Dirt. And it just got him and nobody else. Did they sweep it up? I guess you don't know.
Well, he swept it up. He swept it.
Oh, he swept it up. Therefore possessed. Yeah. Oh, angry ghost. Hey, don't sweep up
don't
my dirt.
Sweep me up.
Yeah. So now I'm going to possess you. And what was it that he said to you in the middle of the night? Was it something in Spanish?
Yes, it was. It was Yakomi, which means I ate.
I ate? Oh, Yakomi, I already ate. Wow.
Huh. All right. I mean, look. Okay.
Yeah. Yakomi.
All right. Yakomi.
It'd be better if he said it backwards.
Yes, it would. The devil never speaks forwards.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah. That's
Thank
true.
You for the call. All right. All right.
That wasn't bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was odd in that the dirt was the thing.
Yeah, well, you know, everything needs something to trip it up.
All right, ghost stories. You saw a real ghost. 818-955-KLOS.
Yakomi.
Stu is in for Sluggo today.
Yeah.
And we are taking ghost stories. You have one?
Hey, so I have a ghost story for you guys.
All right, let's hear it.
So when I was younger, we moved into my mom and dad's house in 94. In 93, the guy, or 94, the guy had died in the front yard from a heat stroke.
Okay.
So we bought the house. And then years later, the TV would turn on and off.
Yeah.
And it would always turn on to the same exact thing that he always watched.
The porn? Lawn and Gardening channel?
No. He used to watch the Game Network, like those game shows.
Oh, sure.
So you're saying that it would change the channel from whatever you were watching to the game show network?
It would turn on.
It would turn on in the middle of the night as loud as it possibly could. He also plays with my ceiling fan.
He plays with your ceiling fan?
Turns him on and off all the time. His name is Don, so we always tell him, "Don, knock it off."
Does he stop?
Yeah.
See, it's not a ghost, because ghosts don't obey orders.
Yeah, that's that's a little odd.
You believe 100% that's a ghost?
100%.
All right.
It's not a faulty TV?
No, sir. I checked all the wires in the house.
And wait a second. How long after he died before, you know, this stuff started happening? You said it was a long time.
Yeah, it's been it started a couple years after he died, and then it's just been going on since.
And his name is Don.
His name is Don, yeah.
Don right. Knotts, maybe.
No, not Don.
No, not Don Knotts. Don Knotts is a nice guy. This guy was an asshole.
Then it is a ghost. If he's an asshole, it's a ghost.
Yep.
We rule in your favor. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
Stu is in for Sluggo today, and we're trying desperately to get real ghost stories. That's what we're looking for, real ghost stories. You have one?
Yeah. My one house I used to live in, the toilet used to flush by itself. Door would open up.
The toilet would flush?
The toilet would flush?
Yeah, I just in there.
Yeah, that's just the flapper, man. You just go down to Home Depot. That's like a $5 thing. Glad we could help.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. You told him the story?
You have a ghost story?
Yeah.
All right.
So this one happened to my mom and dad when they were still living in Venezuela. They were just taken out of the sand dune, and there was absolutely nobody around. And they took a tumble down one of the dunes, and they lost their car keys to their Mustang. And they couldn't find these keys absolutely anywhere.
Right.
Well, all of a sudden, this man drives up, and he has them spare keys, completely different keys, but the same exact keys. And they were able to turn their car on and drive it back home. Once they actually got back home, and they stepped out of the car, they couldn't ever turn this car on the same keys ever again. And so ever since then, every time that we drive up, we we pay respects to the local spirits around there because they swear that that's who saved them out.
That's a Venezuelan Scooby-Doo ghost van.
Nope. They've never found this man ever again.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of suspect, you know, first of all, you're in Venezuela. I don't know.
His parents.
And his parents.
Yes.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
All right. I mean,
Venezuelan
okay.
Venezuelan ghost. Anybody say Yako me at any point?
Stu is in for Sluggo today, and we are searching for ghost stories. You have one?
I was going out with this girl and went up to her house up in Mount Ephraim up on 130 in New Jersey. And she goes, well, we got a ghost here. I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, we got one ghost that steals my mom's presents. She gets that we live in the leave on the kitchen table. And then we got a party of ghosts in the dining room. I said, when did they start? She goes, probably 9 o'clock or so. So we go to sleep. And sure enough, it sounded like there was 30 people down in that dining room, glasses, people talking. So I knew something was going with the house. So right down the street was an old folks home. So we go in there. I go, who's the oldest guy in here, local guy? Oh, that's Jed. So I go over to Jed. I say, hey, what's going on with that house on the corner up there on 130? I go, it's haunted. He goes, well, he goes, the guy built that house in the 30s for his wife. And when he was out at work, she ran off with some salesman and he killed himself in the house.
Wow.
Wow. And hosted parties?
Yeah.
What was the party ghost all about?
I don't know, man, but I'm telling you, I had to put the pillow over my head. There was so much noise.
By the way, that's a brilliant to go to an old folks' home and look for the oldest person and
ask
him.
That is not a strategy I'd ever think of.
No, that's the first thing I thought of.
That's a genius
move
right there.
So what else happened was I took a shower. I woke up in the morning. My work boots weren't in the hallway. So I go to Sheila. I goes, where's my work boots? She goes, I didn't take them. So I figured the ghost did. I searched that house in the attic, under the crawl space, every square inch of that house, no boots. I had to hitchhike 60 miles back to Valley Forge in her father's black wingtips.
Did you think to check the old folks' home then?
What, see if my boots were there?
Yeah, what if the old guy was wearing the boots?
Yeah, dude, he's got the number of that house.
No, he wasn't a ghost.
And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Yeah. Also, I lived in a farmhouse in Swedesboro, New Jersey.
Right.
And the foundation was scratched in the stone rock, 1649.
Ew.
And there was a flash ghost. So it's like when you come down the steps and look to the other room, there was like, you ever see a picture when there's like motion, you see something?
Yes.
That's moving
it's
in the
blurry.
Picture, but you can't tell what it, you know it's a person?
Yes, it's blurry.
Well, that's what Mr. Flash was. You come down the steps. I had a buddy and his girlfriend moved in. He used to chase it, go running through the farmhouse to go chase Mr. Flash and catch him.
Mr. Flash is very different in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo, who's out today. Stu went to the doctor today because he was injured.
Yeah.
Tell the people the... high quality injury that you suffered.
Yeah, I do a lot of dangerous things.
Mm-hmm.
I could be injured doing it. I ride motorcycles.
Yes.
I pedal bicycles down from San Francisco. You know, I'm in traffic all the time.
Right. Is that how you hurt yourself?
And I do yoga.
You got hurt in yoga?
And I got hurt
Is it hot yoga?
It was hot yoga.
Yes.
I started doing hot yoga like in 2003.
Before it was cool.
Before it was cool.
I knew that's why you were saying it.
It was hot as hell. It was actually gotten hotter since then. But, like, you know, I do it, you know, I'll do it like months at a time and then I'll, you know, I give it a break for a while. But
mm-hmm.
I'm good. I can stay in the room for 90 full minutes.
And do the poses.
For
people who haven't tried yoga, that is much harder than it sounds.
It's hard.
It's not just sitting around like stretching and relaxing. Right. It's not that at all.
Yeah. And I don't dig any of those classes where they have like incense and goofy music and bells and stuff. Bikram yoga or hot yoga. Now Bikram's a jerk. It's intense. It's just an athletic thing.
It is. Agreed.
But I was doing this pose.
Downward dog?
Where you? No, there's no down dog.
Okay.
But there's this pose where you get down, face down on the floor, and you've got to put your arms under you with your palms flat.
So you're lying on your stomach on your palms.
Correct.
Okay.
And then you lift your feet. It's called locust.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was doing this pose like I've done a million times before, and I'm in the middle of it, and this sound erupts from my left elbow like a rolling pin on bubble wrap.
Oh, no.
Like, oh!
What the hell? Wait, is that your injured left elbow already?
Yeah, this one.
It was injured before?
No, it wasn't injured then.
Oh, it wasn't.
And, you know, you can't see any injury now, but
right,
it smarted then. And then, like, in the days and weeks after that, my hand's tingling, my shoulder's all out of whack. I'm miserable. I couldn't turn my wrist to look at the time.
Right.
So, if, you know, I blew it off.
Like stupid guys do. Like myself do.
But eventually I couldn't ignore it, so I had to go and had it looked at, and then I had an MRI, and they're like, yeah, you tore your bicep tendon. Not torn off, like you'd be in agony, but...
But just sort of...
Yeah, you frayed it. Like, you know, imagine like denim, and then you take it, you know, in some industrial grips and just pull it apart, you know, and it frayed.
That sounds super painful.
Yeah.
Why aren't you wearing a cast or anything, a sling?
For wimps.
Really? Really? Don't act like a tough guy now. You got hurt doing hot yoga.
I know.
Take it easy with the braggadocious.
it's just not a macho thing to talk about. You got hurt in doing yoga.
How'd you do? Hot yoga.
Hot yoga.
Yeah, that is embarrassing. You shouldn't tell that story to anyone else.
I know.
No matter what I say.
Great.
We have the KLOS High-Low game coming up later on this hour.
Oh, that's right.
On 95.5 KLOS.
This here is Aaron Jones Supercharged.
I mean, look.
Yeah.
That's a choice.
Yeah.
That's a choice, Stu made.
It's a killer. Well, this is a special request from our boss, Keith Cunningham. Jay Giles Band, Flamethrower. What a classic.
It's been a long time since I've heard that song.
Yeah, yeah. And also, don't forget, their harmonica player they're featured at the end. You remember his name? It's one of the greatest rock names of all time.
Jay Giles' brother?
Magic Dick was his name.
Really?
Yeah, is his name.
Oh, that's pretty strong.
Yeah. Awesome.
You love live hockey?
You've got, yes. Yeah. Now the baseball's over. Hockey.
Right. Four tickets to spend Halloween with the family this Sunday, starting at 1 p.m. with the Kings as they face off against the Buffalo Sabres. All the kids at the game get a Kings fidget popper.
What the hell is a fidget popper? I got a fidget spinner. I need a fidget popper now,
you need a popper as well, yeah.
Dude.
You can get your tickets now at lakings.com/family pack, or you can call right now. Be caller 13 at 818-955. KLOS, good luck. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Do I have to fight the song?
Fight this song.
Okay.
Screw you, Billy.
I'm just joking. We had a meeting here at KLOS recently where we all had to sit in.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to be told what to do and what not to do to not get in trouble with the FCC and to not get in trouble with profanity, et cetera, et cetera.
It was a good time.
I have sat in on these meetings
I'll bet you've been in your share of
over
them.
30 years. And usually I am the bad example. I'm the guy they say, don't do this because that guy did this and got in trouble.
Now you're the elder statesman here.
Well,
think about that.
I guess so, but I did take a picture. Jimmy Kimmel is on the line. Jimmy?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jimmy.
How are you?
Thank you for calling. We're good.
What happened? Did Sluggo move to England?
No, he's just taking today off. Wouldn't that be weird if he did, if everybody that I worked with moved to England?
You'd have to, you know, you would be the common denominator. I mean, you'd have to accept that.
I really would have to say, I would have to look inward, wouldn't I?
You would.
All right, so they have a slideshow thing at the front of this meeting, and it's about profane content.
Yeah.
Now, I know Jimmy quite well.
Yes.
We worked together for, 7 years? 8 years?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah, go ahead.
It felt like 7 or 8.
It felt like 7.
So they put up a slide that says profane content. Here's what you should say. Here's what you shouldn't say. And then it says, would Jimmy Kimmel say it? If not, why bother? And I thought, I know Jimmy pretty well. I don't know how to judge if Jimmy Kimmel would say it.
Well, is there anything that Jimmy Kimmel wouldn't say is really the question. Although I have to say, I love that slogan. I feel like it could be, I would like to have that on billboards.
WJKS? Would Jimmy Kimmel say it?
Would Jimmy Kimmel say it? If not, why bother? It's a great...
How did I get to be the bad example, Jimmy? And how did you somehow work your way into being the good example?
I don't know. You know what? All I can do is trace it back to, I remember being in a car with you a long time ago, and you had a convertible. You remember that car?
Yes.
You had the roof down. You had the whole top down and the air conditioner on. And I thought, this person is a psychopath.
Listen.
So, and this person has got the air on, and there's and we're outside.
Because that's the way to do it. If it's a little too warm.
He's worried about your gas mileage.
Right. If you're a little too warm with the top down, in Southern California, it can get too hot. Let's be honest. Hey, stop laughing. I'm trying to explain myself. You turn on the air conditioning, and then everything's fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I understand it now, but back then it was a mystery.
Okay. So I'm the bad example. Three times in a row, I'm the bad example.
Yeah, you are the bad example. And you know what? I like that. And I've never been a good example before. And I'm really excited to be a good example. So don't ruin this for me.
But here's what I would say is I know you quite well. And would Jimmy Kimmel say it? I have no idea what you would say and what you would. I don't know how this is helpful. Are we supposed to check in with you every time we have an idea?
That's a great idea.
Well, hey, listen, I'd be happy. You can run anything you like by me at any time, and I'll just give you a thumbs. I can just use the emojis if we need to do it in the interest of expediency. I can just give you a thumb up or down.
Do I have to text you every word I'm thinking of saying?
Yes, absolutely. If you can compose, yes, all of your thoughts in one email each day, and I'll go through them and give you a yay or nay.
Who's better at that than me?
By the way, how long have you been doing radio? Since the 80s?
Yep.
That they're still 70s. Pulling you into these meetings and telling you what you can say, and you know what you can't
say.
Yes,
I do know that, yes.
Better than anybody.
Yeah, I do know better than anybody, because I was in the meeting, and they would say, does the FCC find this offensive? And I would go, yes, no, no, yes. I knew all the answers.
You could have led the meeting.
Everyone hated me.
You should have led the meeting.
And they were asking me, like, Kevin, why don't you tell people what happens when you call the president of a foreign country? And I'm like, listen. And then they put up this slide, and it's freaking Jimmy Kimmel. What would he say? Come on, man.
That's a bad example. They need to work on that slide. I think they could probably find someone that's a better example.
Fred Rogers?
Maybe, but also it's still very much a guessing game at that point. It's like, do you think Jimmy Kimmel would say this? I don't know how to...
Jimmy, do you know what you're going to say?
Judge that.
I have no idea. I don't know what I'm going to say right now. Well, you know what I'm going to say right now?
Yeah.
I murdered somebody.
No.
Yes.
No, sir.
I still have a few seconds to hit dump.
Sir.
I can hit dump.
No, sir. No. Sir, Jimmy knows how not funny that is.
First name basis with the FCC commissioner.
You know, I have to say, I'm trying to think about it right now of how many times you've seen me naked, Kevin.
Why does your mind go there?
Because I'm thinking about me being a good example, and I'm remembering the time we were playing poker at Adam Carolla's house, and I came in the window naked. That's how I entered.
He entered by the window naked. Yes, he didn't what he said.
I'm thinking about the time that we went, I was that boxing match with Michael, the maintenance man, and we went to the doctor so I could get a checkup.
Yep.
And when the doctor, I was supposed to be changing into the robe, but when the doctor pulled the curtain, I was completely naked, and I got a reaction out of you and Beam that I never imagined I would get, which was genuine,
horror.
You were genuinely offended.
Yes. Yeah. Like, which makes me wonder about this advice then, because you're the worst. Also, if I remember correctly, you went to the doctor because your penis was closing.
Well, that was a different event.
It was a different event. I'm saying that's the third event that I remember.
You know what? My penis closed for business. Just the hole, not the whole penis. And I had to have an operation, not once, but twice.
I'm vindicated.
Dr. Drew
yes, you're right.
Oh,
you're right about that. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm
Dr.
saying
Drew is my only co-worker who's ever had. Oh no, wait, my wife too. The only co-workers who have ever had their penis in my penis in their hand are Drew and my wife.
Can you clarify that though? Right, not me.
You've not. No. Mouth, yes. A hand, no. Now, is that okay to say?
It's
or?
Not, actually.
That's
Thank
not.
You. No,
okay.
We're going to have to go, Jimmy.
We're going to have another meeting.
But if you meeting, I will...
You already have.
I will drive to your house and destroy you.
The window to push dump has...
If I weren't to say it, why would you even bother saying it, you know?
Dear Lord.
I don't know what that means.
All right, man, you're the best. If we had getting another meeting because of this, you will have to come with me.
Yeah, well, you know, it could be like... like when you get a ticket and you have to go to traffic school.
Right.
It's like a little prison sentence. Yeah, I'd be happy to have a little prison sentence with you. And you know what? I'll get naked again.
Nope.
How about that?
Nope. Thank you. We got to go. Play something, Stu.
Okay, anything. Here we go. KLOS. Oh. Whoops.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today.
Yeah.
We have the KLOS high-low game right now, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It is up to $1,100. You pick a number between 0 and 95. And if you get it right, you will win $1,100.
And you'll be going to see Ghost. Oh, no. Is it Ghost?
Yes,
and,
it's Volbeat and Ghost.
Yeah, March 3rd.
March 3rd at Honda Center. So caller 13-818-955-KLOS. You call now. And the last guest, just so you know, 37 was too low.
Yeah. So
too
watch.
Low.
The next, they'll go, oh, I'm 30?
Right. That does happen. But don't be that guy. 818-955-KLOS. It is the high-low game, KLOS. Who is this?
Oh, this is Steve.
Steve, you're caller 13.
Get out of here.
That is absolutely true. So
okay.
You're up for $1,100, the number between 0 and 95. The last guess, just to give you a little hope, was 37, and that is too low.
Good at math, Steve?
I got to go look at my paperwork. Hold on a second.
Okay.
This is the first deal of the whole deal.
No, it's the second one.
Yeah.
Right, 37 was low.
Correct.
Let's go 67.
67?
67. You're high.
Is too high.
Too high.
67 was high.
60, yeah.
Yep.
But that you're helping everybody else.
Yeah, you're narrowing it down.
That's the way I like to try to do it.
Congratulations.
You did that.
You also got Volbeat and Ghost at the Honda Center March 3rd. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but you get them for free. KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's the Kevin and Sluggo show. Stu is in for Sluggo.
Obviously.
Today. And, you know, it's a bit of a mess. I got
to
be honest.
You got to be pretty desperate to want to do a radio show to bring me in. Because I don't know what any of this stuff does.
I mean, I was told you did.
Yeah. No.
No. Do you do any game shows? Do you play along? You watch at home, play along? Jeopardy?
A little bit. Yeah, I like a good Jeopardy. Do you do well? If it's on. I do. You know what I do really well at? When I go to Mom and Dad, they always have the Game Show Network on.
Right.
And the reruns of Match Game 74, 75, 76, Gene Rayburn.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
How does Match Game work?
Match Game
has... Oh, one person gives a clue?
Yeah. They've got six celebrities. Well... In 1974, so those were Brett Summers, Charles Nelson Reilly, Richard Dawson.
Sure.
You don't know what this is?
I mean, no.
You never heard of Match Game?
Way before my time.
What? Okay. Well, anyway,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the contest, Sluggo. So anyway, something and Sluggo, and then you say, oh, Kevin, and then everybody,
I got you. Anyway, and then everybody is excited.
Right.
I got you. Well, this is a game show called The Tipping Point that I believe is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in England. And he's asking about the poet Homer.
Oh, sure. The Iliad and the Odyssey and all that.
Listen to this and then listen to both contestants.
In his epic poems, Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods and which other substance as their food.
I know we like donuts.
All right, push pause.
Whoa. I think I'll go with donut thief.
All right. So he's mistaking it for Homer Simpson.
Clearly.
I think he
does
likes
he have a speech
donuts.
Impediment,
yes,
by the way?
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he does. Before you make too much fun of him, yes, he does.
Sorry.
And so then he finishes, and then the host can't believe that, so he tossed it to the other competitor.
Ben.
Okay. Could have passed this one over to Lindsay. Lindsay?
I would have said donuts as well.
You'd have got
beer and donuts, yeah. Right, home straight.
So then I added this part just to be funny.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't in the actual show.
Oh.
Donuts.
So the host comes back.
I'll just read this question again. In his epic poems, Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods, and which other substance is their food?
We've got the wrong Homer.
I think Tom may have realised he's gone for the wrong Homer.
I straight away thought Simpson.
No, it's not donuts. It's ambrosia. Homer, of course, poet, scholar, bard, philosopher.
Like, I've seen one guy make a dumb guess, but then the other person is usually pretty locked in. The other person is ready to swoop in and take that point.
Yeah, not there.
She was thinking Simpson the whole way as well.
I expect more out of British folks, don't you?
Just because of the
accent.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, not those two. No, they were both thinking Homer Simpson.
And they didn't sound Cockney or anything.
No.
Because I'd expect that from the Cockney British.
Yeah, correct. Right? Do you do a British accent?
No. That gentleman's got quite the snooty British accent.
He really does, yes.
Yes, he's quite erudite.
Unfortunately. That is why I will not go on a game show, because I don't want to say something stupid.
That's entirely why 100% you should go on a game show.
That's a good point. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah. It's KLOS. That is a great song.
That is a great song. I agree. Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. I like the lyric.
I don't listen to lyrics.
Let's roll another joint.
Oh, sure. I understood that. Yeah. Sure. Of course. Of course I understood that point. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today. And
barely.
There's a leaked Facebook PSA that got out. It's an internal PSA for people to sign up for their health insurance and change their benefits.
Well, that sounds normal. That's a good,
but
good idea.
Because it's Facebook, you know, we're cool, we're young, we're hip. So let's make a song about it.
Let's overthink it.
And it's about a 5-minute song. And I only brought in about 2 minutes of it because I can't take it immediately. Like when it starts,
it's just
it
horrible.
Bugs me.
Yeah.
So let's hear a little bit.
Yeah, so let's bug you.
A little bit of that. This is how Facebook has you sign up for your benefits.
Wow.
It's time again to choose your benefits. It happens once a year. We call it open enrollment. And now you know the time is here.
All right.
It runs from October.
That's great. Yeah, we don't need. Don't you? Are you already annoyed?
That is. It's.
And it's employees, I believe. It's employees that are like dancing and singing and walking on the sidewalk.
They're hating it. Freaking second.
And everybody
of it.
That gets it is hating it. Like, just tell me how to enroll.
It's like something.
I don't need a song.
Yeah.
To see how cool we are for working at Facebook.
How bad can Facebook continue to screw things up in the.
I don't think there's a bottom.
I know. And I just happened to see like their quarterly earnings rose again in the face of all this scandal,
yeah,
all this other stuff. It's like, come on.
They changed their name to Meta. That way it's not Facebook anymore.
Yeah, well, that's a great move.
Place four of the song.
God.
25 till the 12th of November. There are some things you need to do and we'll help you remember.
Tell me what's going to change.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Tell me what's gonna change.
Act two.
It's a different group.
Well, there's a new pen we're adding, got a high deductible. But before you send it packing, know it comes with something cool.
Okay. You can save and invest your way all tax-free with a nature save.
Tell me what's gonna change.
Tell me what's gonna change.
So and you know, like, they obviously spent a lot of money producing this.
Of course, yeah. Because they have all the money in the world.
They do.
Yeah.
But none of the taste.
Oh, I just would be so angry as an employee there. I'd be just freaking give me a little folder thing to read. Just give me a piece of paper that explains it in 30 seconds.
Man, so cute, so condescending.
Yes, it is.
Want more?
Things are getting better for your body and your mind.
Okay, get some glasses or some braces.
All right, that's enough.
A little more?
And Lyra.
Now, let's play something better, shall we?
Yeah, this is good.
Okay.